This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Satellite photos appear to show a tent compound has sprung up near the city of Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip as the Israeli military continues to signal it plans an offensive targeting the city of Rafah. Associated Press correspondent Charles Villadesma reports.
Satellite photos analyzed by the Associated Press appear to show a new compound of tents being built in the Gaza Strip as the Israeli military continues to signal it plans an offensive targeting the city of Rafah. This tent construction is near Khan Yunis, which has been targeted by repeated Israeli military operations over recent weeks. But Israel says it plans to evacuate civilians from Rafah during an anticipated offensive on the southern city, where hundreds of thousands of people have taken refuge during the war, now in its seventh month. A U.S. defense official said on Monday a failed rocket strike was launched at a base housing U.S.-led coalition forces in Syria. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The war in Gaza continues to reverberate through U.S. college campuses as pro-Palestinian protests escalated across major U.S. universities Monday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
After nightfall, riot police broke up demonstrations at New York University and carried out mass arrests. Hundreds of protesters had defied university orders to leave a plaza where they gathered. At New York's Columbia University, police detained several protesters. Earlier in the day, the school cancelled in-person classes to de-escalate tensions after last week's crackdown on a pro-Palestinian protester tent city that saw over 100 students arrested. Ongoing protests in top universities are a response to the escalation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which began on October 7th with a deadly raid by Hamas Islamist militants into Israel.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. This is VOA News. French authorities say five people, including a child, died while trying to cross the English Channel early Tuesday, just hours after the British government approved a migrant bill to deport some of those who entered the country illegally to Rwanda. Reuters correspondent Leila Shabrakshahi has this report on British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's controversial immigration plan.
No ifs, no buts. These flights are going to Rwanda.
The policy would mean any asylum seekers who arrive illegally in Britain will be sent to Rwanda, in a bid to deter dangerous cross-channel crossings in small boats and destroy the business model of people who smuggle them. The first planned deportation flight in June 2022 was blocked by the European Court of Human Rights, before the UK Supreme Court last year declared the scheme unlawful. The bill that passed on Monday designates Rwanda as a safe destination in a bid to overturn the ruling. Sunak said on Monday the government had booked commercial charter planes and trained staff to take migrants to Rwanda.
That's Reuters correspondent Leila Shabrakshahi reporting. The head of the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, told the UN Security Council Monday 3 million Haitian children impacted by rampant gang violence need humanitarian assistance, including thousands who are at risk of death from severe malnutrition. UNICEF Chief Catherine Russell told the Security Council Haiti is spiraling downward.
Excellencies, the situation in Haiti is catastrophic, and the humanitarian situation grows worse and worse. 5.5 million people, including 3 million children, or 2 in every 3 children across the country, need humanitarian assistance. In many areas, essential services have collapsed, while people are losing access to food and safe drinking water. And in some communities, life is more dangerous now than it has ever been.
Haiti is preparing for the installation of a 9-member council to take over from Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who pledged to step down March 11th while stranded outside the country and under pressure from the United States. The hush money trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump continues Tuesday in New York with the expected appearance of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Pecker was the first and only witness yesterday following opening statements. Prosecutors say he worked with Trump and Trump's then-lawyer, Michael Cohen, on a catch-and-kill strategy to buy up and then spike negative stories during the 2016 campaign. Trump pled not guilty to falsifying business records to cover up salacious sex stories about him during the 2016 campaign. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.